dancing at the Reno Club, her bass she kept high. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Miss Chan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of blues guitarist T-Bone Walker with our special guest, Bill Dye. We find out what gives Alaska jazz musician Dan McElrath the blues, and Dr. Pearl offers some advice to that J.P. Morgan exec, you know the one. He lost $4 billion. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Now please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening to all. How are you, Pete?
Oh, I'm ready for the summer, Pearl. Are you?
I am. I'm very ready.
You know, Pearl, with summer right around the corner, here's an interesting fact. A new survey found that half of the young adults ages 18 to 29 in the USA reported being sunburned sometime during the past year. Of course, the other half have jobs.
Well, speaking of jobs, I read that Bono from U2 made $1.5 billion when Facebook went public. That's the most money a musician's made doing nothing since the invention of the tambourine.
You know, speaking of big deals, a Chinese conglomerate is buying the AMC movie chain for $2.6 billion. You know, even at $5.50 a tub, that's a lot of popcorn.
That's a whole lot of popcorn.
A lot of popcorn.
I tell you, how about this for a big deal? Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with a Kansas City classic recorded by our future artist, T-Bone Walker. I Want a Little Girl.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of blues man T-Bone Walker. Born Aaron T-Bo Walker in Linden, Texas, T-Bone learned to play the guitar, ukulele, banjo, and mandolin from his stepfather. Blues great Blind Lemon Jefferson was a family friend, an early influence on young Walker, who honed his craft among the street-strolling string bands of Dallas. Leaving school at the age of 10, he was working the professional blues circuit by the time he was only 15.
In 1929, Walker made his recording debut with Columbia Records under the name of Oak Cliff T-Bone. He worked the clubs on the Los Angeles Central Avenue, sometimes as the feature singer and guitarist with Les Heights Society Orchestra. In 1947, Walker recorded his most famous song, Call It Stormy Monday, But Tuesday's Just As Bad. Years later, B.B. King said that hearing Walker play Stormy Monday inspired him to pick up the electric guitar.
Some say T-Bone Walker was the first musician to record the blues on electric guitar. And Jimi Hendrix copied his distinctive style right down to Walker's trick of playing the guitar with his teeth. Inducted into both the Blues and Rock and Roll Halls of Fame, T-Bone Walker made it to number 47 on Rolling Stone's list of the top 100 greatest guitarists of all time.
We're going to spend the next hour playing the music of T-Bone Walker. To get that done, we're going to need a great blues guitarist. That would be our special guest, Bill Dye.
Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Well, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
What do you think about T-Bone?
Oh, well, he was one of the greatest. I mean, he was a seminal figure in the world of blues and particularly electric blues guitar. He just, besides being a great singer, he really inspired tons of people to play the electric guitar.
And you were talking about his relation to Charlie Christian's, you know, in talking about, like, the guitar and the development.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that everybody talks, Charlie Christian, of course, is one of the great pioneers of all time for the guitar, for the electric guitar specifically. Interesting little sidebar is that T-Bone Walker and Charlie Christian were friends and used to play on the street together back in Oklahoma City.
That's too cool.
So there was a bit of mutual little back and forth of the two of them. But yeah, I think that T-Bone deserves a lot of credit, too, for the popularization of the electric guitar and all kinds of popular American music.
If those fellas would have kept that up down in Oklahoma City, I think they would have had to raise the rent on that street.
They could have made something of themselves, I think.
I think they might have ended up all right. You might have heard of them. Well, Bill, we're going to get you playing some music right away. And to get that started, I got to go to my man Joe Cartwright, who's taking calls right now. But if he's got an opportunity, maybe he could tell us what song we're going to get started with.
Well, just give me a second to get off the phone.
You know, we're kind of busy here, you know.
Well, excuse me. Actually, this is an interesting tune that's one of T-Bone Walker's more obscure tunes and has a kind of a cool title. I'm going to feature Bill on this one. It's called Two Bones and a Pick. Thank you.
stepped in something in his alligator shoes. Who's got it bad? Who's gotten fat? Who hocked his baby dad so he could pay the rent? Who's been it all in fresh women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That's right, Pearl. And this week, I checked with our affiliate, KMXT in Kodiak, Alaska, for a heads up on the blues and jazz scene way up north. You know, they put me in touch with a jazz pianist. Name's Dan McElrath. He's in Anchorage, and he's on the line right now.
Get out!
Welcome to 12th Street, Dan. How you doing?
We are alive and well.
All right, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You're going to throw me some answers, and we're going to improv a jam about you. What's the best gig in Alaska?
It's a new venue down in Kachemak Bay in a place called Halibut Cove. Put together a floating stage. It literally floats in the ocean.
Oh, my goodness. We don't have anything like that here. Now, describe Anchorage in five words or less.
The hub of Alaska.
The hub of Alaska. And what's your favorite local hotspot there?
Probably the Taproot. They have lots of great beers on tap there and fantastic music and programs there on a regular basis.
Oh, sounds pretty good to me. Now, what are visitors to Alaska surprised by?
It's daylight almost the entire 24 hours they're here in a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I could finally get that tan I've been trying to attain all these years. Now, is there any Alaskan lingo that you can share with us?
The most popular one is called chechako. And a chechako is a usually a white person who's just gotten off the boat.
Okay. Pete? All right. A chechako, Pete. Now it's time for our most important question. Dan, what gives you the blues?
What gives me the blues is a bad relationship.
I think we can all relate to that. Well, we're going to do your blues jam right now. Pearl, get us started.
I will do. For you, Dan. Mm-hmm. 24 hours of daylight. It's strange Alaskans know. When the sun is missing, don't be asking, where did it go? Because that's the surest sign that you're just another chechako.
Chechako.
Dan loves playing Kachemak Bay. Has a floating stage, I believe. Oh. On the water in Halibut Cove. It's a place he hates to leave. But if the bobbing gets too rough, Dan may have to heave.
If you're going to Alaska, Dan says Anchorage is the hub. It's the place to hear great jazz. Try the tap root for beer and grub. Just don't be a chechako and pet a grizzly cub. It's those bad relationships that get poor Dan wailing. They always start out cool, but pretty soon Dan's a bailing. Hey, Dan, things could be worse. You could be stuck with Sarah Palin.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who's stepping something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's gotten bad? Who popped his baby grand so he could pay the rent?
Give it up for Dan McElrath and the Alaskan Blues. Thank you, Dan.
We will do our best. Have everybody please check us out at reverbnation.com/Dan McElrath, and you can check out our calendar and see all the festivals and whatnot that we're up to, and download any of our music if you find any of it interesting.
All right, don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides T-Bone Walker, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz singer Dee Dee Bridgewater. A three-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter and host of NPR's syndicated radio show Jazz Set, Bridgewater is a United Nations ambassador and works tirelessly to promote American music around the globe. Born Denise Eileen Garrett in Memphis, Tennessee, she grew up in Flint, Michigan, where her father, Matthew Garrett, was a jazz trumpeter and high school teacher.
At the age of 16, Dee Dee was a member of an R&B trio singing in clubs in Michigan. She toured the Soviet Union with the University of Illinois Jazz Band. After marrying trumpeter Cecil Bridgewater, she moved to New York City, where her career as Dee Dee Bridgewater was born.
Now here's Nedra Dixon with a jazz standard Dee Dee Bridgewater covered on her album Keeping Tradition. This one's called What a Little Moonlight Can Do.
Mm-hmm.
titty little moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Bain Capital had a bad week, how about these blues in the news? I bought myself some Facebook stock. I thought its value would increase. I really did. I believe that. I hope that buying Facebook, that would be my golden fleece.
Like wrong Jason and the Argonaut.
But nobody seems to like it, so now I'm broke, just like Greece.
Like Jason and the Argonaut.
W's book about the economy suggests a path for us to stay on. Bush says that it's filled with ideas and advice that we can prey on. You know it's sure to have an impact on folks who write with crayon.
The first gay president, Newsweek called Barack. It didn't bother Obama, but it gave Michelle a shock.
Bad news for the tanning mom. She burned off her tattoo.
Oh,
God, have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Well, here's Bill Dye and the band with another T-Bone Walker original, Shuffling the Blues, followed by Nedra singing a Dee Dee Bridgewater classic. Good morning, heartache.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, heartache. You old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache. But we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed till I thought you were gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. Seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache. What's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you, no how. Leave me alone. I've got those Sunday blues. Straight through Monday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging round. Good morning, heartache. Sit down. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me well. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
Now, besides T-Bone Walker and Dee Dee Bridgewater, we celebrate the birthdays this week of tenor sax man Red Holloway and trumpeter Sean Jones. Cannonball Adderley's famous drummer, Lewis Hayes, was born this week, as well as another percussion great, Kenny Washington. We celebrate birthday anniversaries of two legends, Benny Goodman, Andy Kirk, as well as Lou Tobacken and arranger Lenny Niehaus, who's been adding musical jazz thrills to Eastwood's films. You know, it all happened this week in jazz.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Oh, yes.
Here's something I didn't know about Dee Dee Bridgewater.
What's that?
She won a Tony Award for her role as Glinda, the Good Witch, in the Broadway musical The Wiz.
Yeah.
If they wrote that show today, I wonder who Dorothy would take with her to Oz.
Well, Obama could use a little more courage.
Hey. And who needs a heart more than Dick Cheney?
Yeah, you know, she could take the Republicans in Congress, but where would they get that many brains?
There's always the flying monkeys.
Well, let's stop monkeying around. Here's Bill Dye and Nedra Dixon to perform a J. McShane tune recorded by T-Bone Walker, Hands Off.
Take your hands off of him. He don't belong to you. He can be hands off of him, 'cause he belongs to me. Keep your hands off of him. He don't belong to you. He's mine, mine, no matter what you do. He treats me kind of gentle. He makes me feel so good. Loves me every morning like a good man should. Hands off of him. He don't belong to you. He's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Thank you. listen, let's go one of the five hands off of him. It don't belong to you.
Dixon, do not touch her, man.
He's mine.
All right. Listen up, all you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice. 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl. Our letter is from Jamie on Wall Street. Jamie on Wall Street writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm sorry I have to write this on gold parchment, but ever since J.P. Morgan lost $2 billion, I can't afford the platinum stuff anymore." Oh, wait, make that $4
billion. Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's counting? You know, it won't happen again. Oh, make that $5
billion.
Oh, Dr. Pearl, nobody understands that this is how Wall Street works. You win some. You collect a fee from the losers. You win some more. You know, what can I do to get people to give me all their money again? I mean, like me again.
Well, Jamie, first of all, people have no more money to give. You've gotten it all. And liking you is not going to happen when you're that deep in debt. Oops. But I do have some helpful information for you. Doubt you'll use it. Not like you ever listened before. But Jamie, you and your Wall Street friends, you need to take my advice and think before you act a fool. Let me at those hedge funds. I'll give those bushes a cut and shape them into what you are, a billionaire pain in the butt. You said you lost $2 billion and there's nothing you're hiding. But it could be a whole lot more. Now you're talking like Joe Biden.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
This time you really fried us.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
So we'll say what is inside us.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Jamie, you ain't no King Midas. And don't go touching me either.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
If you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
Tell you, my patients are wearing thin. $5 billion and counting.
I want to talk some more about those billions of dollars.
Yeah. Where'd they go? Where'd they go?
Oh, my goodness. Having a lot of fun up here. Let's get some more music going. Here's Bill Dye and the band with T-Bone Walker's best-known hit, T-Bone Shuffle.
Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guest in the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's weekly Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.